Hey everyone, I'm Madonna Guy and this is David Chill and we're here to chat about sex, drugs and rock and roll.
Oh, except
Nah, probably not.
what about sex, politics, and religion?
Yeah, how about that? You know,
Oh,
let's go totally non problematic.
everybody's favorite.
Now we thought we'd David's working on learning a whole bunch of techniques that just help to pick up people's feel-good hormones naturally, which is a really nice thing to be able to do because so many of us are in such a whirlwind. Like, man, you should have seen me this morning doing paperwork. I do not do paperwork well. You know, and I'm always better if I have music going on in the back. Actually, even podcasts, if I have podcasts going in the background because I don't need to listen to them. Or, you know, it's just more, it's mindless chatter that I need when I'm doing paperwork and that stops me from getting angry. But I get really freaking angry when I don't have something going on. I just hate it. I hate everything about paperwork. It gives me no joy. I don't know how people are accountants their whole lives.
Oh, people have different natures, don't they? Some people are very good at patiently,
It is
and
not me.
some people are really good at it. I'm not
Yeah,
good
well,
at it,
it's like
and
every instruction I get never works for me, you know. So it don't, you know. So I'll contact my bookkeeper and they'll say, "Do this, this, and this," or my accountant will contact me and he'll say, "I need this, this, and this," and nothing is ever easy. Something that's a 30-second job, and you know, and I know it's sort of interesting, isn't it? Because when you're trying to get things done off your tick lists, and then something harasses you, and you're going, "This should be a 30-second job. Why is this taking me 27?" Two factor authorizations to get this darn thing done. You know, it's from your phone to your email to your text message to, you know.
Well,
It's just crazy.
everything's actually becoming more complicated.
It
And
is more
so and
complicated.
they've put everything online, and so everything's a form online, right? So is this
Yeah,
what you're experiencing?
I'm hating it with a
So it's a
passion.
form online, and then it doesn't work half the time
Yes.
like it's meant to.
Yes.
And so And they've done it. They say they've done it to make it easier for you,
Oh, yeah, I love
so
them.
you don't have to go into the bank.
It's all about track and trace, I reckon.
No, well, it's actually
Part of it is that.
the reason, real reason they did it is because it costs them less money to do it like that.
Oh,
So
yeah,
we have
less
to do,
humans. I
we
love a
just
human.
maintain a system that doesn't work, and it's like people have to deal with, you're not a customer service
Yeah.
person. And with those things, it's pretty hard to get onto a person.
Yeah.
Which is the reason it's there in the first place.
So my brain just went, do you think someone should go to counseling if they hate their paperwork? Because it feels like it's a real trauma for me. You know, it happens every single time. So therefore I put off my tax, I put off my BAS, I put off my getting those paperwork things done because I get no joy whatsoever.
It could be a neurodiversity issue.
Right. Okay. So what should I
Employ a teenager.
Yeah, right.
So something about teenagers, they get it every time, and they don't make mistakes, and it's because they're fluent, and they do it on the phone too. They don't even use their computer.
So bizarre, isn't it? I hate being one of those old fuddy-duddies who hates to learn new things. But even my hubby knows, you know, when he's training me in something, he only teaches me one new thing a day. You
Right.
know, so my brain just doesn't really cope with more than learning one new computer thing.
Right. It's a problem for a lot of people, but we grew up in a generation where it wasn't the thing. Like, I remember going to uni and writing assignments,
You know what I should do?
not even typing them
I
out.
should do a kinesiology balance through you for me, for my brain,
Right.
and see how screwed up it is at the moment.
Well, it could
Anyway.
be a lot of things because other things causing stress could be contributing it to it. And so,
Yeah, I did have a bit of a stressful weekend.
oh, okay. Whereas if you can, I think if you approach those topics more calmly, I think there's something about the ghost in the machine, and that it actually works better if.
If Mercury isn't in retrograde.
Well, I don't know. I'm not very good at them, so I can't really give advice on
It's funny, isn't it? But yeah, I really should have had music going on in the background.
Right.
Yeah. So you've had your just a bit of an update. So you've had your bloods done with the doctor. How was the doctor with your, you know, sort of?
I haven't got any results back yet.
Okay.
I've just put them in.
So that'll be interesting to see some changes there.
Yeah, I
What
guess
sort
so.
of self-help stuff have you continued to do at home?
Well, my thing is, like you were saying in the beginning, it's working out how to. So, obviously, things like stress and everything.
Yeah.
So they're,
I can feel it. I said to David before, I feel like I will have a heart attack doing this bloody paperwork. It's just like this nightmare that just doesn't go away. It's quite interesting.
Yeah, so working out manual ways to make your hormones become better.
Right. So having a tea or a coffee or a glass of wine.
No, well,
Just joking.
can be. Like one example, like a couple thing,
Yeah.
right? So something my wife and I are doing is that we're hugging at every intersection, right? As a manual override thing.
Yeah.
So there's an example of so, and we're doing that as a process. And what it does is so every time you go away or leave, so their attachment thing, because in attachment theory, attachment can be measured by when someone leaves, you miss them. When they return, it's good to see them. Whereas, you have kids and everything, and you just get home and you don't even.
Yeah.
And so you can reform habits. So after about a month of this, what's happening is you can feel the oxytocin. So from hugging, you get oxytocin. The oxytocin, that hormone, that neuroreceptor starts working. Actually, it
Yeah.
starts, and just by manually doing it,
Yeah.
right? So it means you end up having at least four long hugs a day,
Yeah.
whereas before it might have been none. But
Yeah.
now it's compulsory. So we make it compulsory. And when the serotonin, when you no, sorry, when your oxytocin rises, the other hormones that are related to positive equilibrium also often go up with it. So
Yeah.
if you can get your serotonin to raise up, if you can get your
Oxytocin.
oxytocin to raise up, it will bring the other positive up ones with it. Because as soon as you manually override it, you start producing oxytocin, then all of a sudden you actually feel like doing that naturally.
Yeah.
And just from doing something manually.
Yes.
Because the thing is that we're all like in couples, say, and we're all in love,
Yeah.
but you have kids and everything, and you just get so stressed and sort of out of shape that sometimes it's good to manualize some things.
Yeah.
And then you can get your hormones up again and you go, oh, isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
And then from that manual thing, other affectionate things just start happening naturally because you're used to having a good pump of oxytocin, which you weren't having before. And that produces a whole bunch of other things. Like then it's like then you might feel like doing other things, more romantic,
Yeah.
right? And then so then you go on dates as well.
Yeah.
So in couples work, you just because we what do you do? Recalibrate every now and then. So
Yeah.
you're recalibrating and you do these things and you manualize them and they cause all these spontaneous things to happen as
Nice.
well.
Yeah.
And so then you're feeling good, you're
Well, I
going
suppose
out
that's
more.
equivalent to the whole gratitude thing, isn't it? So they've done those studies where they've looked at gratitude. So it's a similar thing if you think about it, because that's manualizing, writing down something you're grateful for. And people who do it for 30 days, as a general rule, they found in studies, are happier for the next year afterwards.
Right.
Because it's manualizing something that then you're thinking about all day, every day. Well, what can I write in my gratitude journal? So it's like when you start hugging your wife, morning and night at the very least, or every, in that manual way, you are creating an expectation. Oh, what can I do, to raise this? So it's changing the perception in your brain of the person who, like you say, we're in love, but how do you, when you and your wife are doing that, it just might add to that little extra things that you wouldn't have thought of before.
That's right.
Things that you, yeah.
Yeah, so it creates curiosity in a realm that you weren't going to
Yeah,
before.
nice.
And then you start having more fun as well. Because it's pretty normal for people when they're, because we've been parenting for a long time.
Yeah.
And after years of it, you just go out of shape and you really need to reconnect.
Yeah.
And that's just one thing.
Yeah.
And so all of the different hormones, you can do things that will make them go up. Like especially people with things like ADHD. It's like very because there's often a dopamine problem, which means that there's a motivational issue. and there's which relates to goal issues. So you're not motivated, so less goals, more procrastination.
Yeah.
And so the more things, so if you can regulate that somehow, and one way to regulate your dopamine is to get the other hormones around it, like just say you've got inefficient dopamine. So you can take stimulants, like a lot of people with ADHD drink more coffee than other people,
Yeah.
they'll smoke more
Yeah.
cigarettes, and so they've got a need for stimulants because stimulants actually regulate them
Yeah.
as people, ironically.
It's interesting, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, and then working out slowly, you can experiment with different herbs to get the, prefrontal cortex working.
So what have you been playing around with? What's your new little batch of herbs that you're starting
Oh,
on?
well, Siberian ginseng and what's the other one?
Ginkgo
Ginkgo.
biloba.
They both do that. They increase blood flow, increase nitric oxide. So they're also working to work with the side effects of the cardiomeds I'm on.
Yeah, right, nice.
Right. And so, and also the surprised, I thought ginkgo would do this, but Siberian ginseng helps the executive function with your prefrontal cortex. I was surprised at that.
Yeah.
I went home and I was showing my son, and he's really smart, so he's got the thing out. Oh, they do this, this, and this. And he goes, oh, Dad, they do this, this, and this. He goes, really? Isn't that interesting? And he's just pulling studies up and going, bing, bing, bing,
Yeah.
bing.
No, Siberian ginseng, they're sort of, because I love my ginsengs, withania's for, withania ashwagandha, it's for long-term health and well-being. It's sort of really lovely, non-stimulating adaptogen. Whereas Siberian's sort of like middle of the road as opposed to Korean ginseng. So it's middle of the road. It gives more strength. It gives more, it raises testosterone in men and strength in women. And, it's a
Oh, definitely.
really, it's got a real, which is why the joke is that Siberian weightlifters,
Right.
I think originally it was used for weightlifters in Russia and Siberia because
Increases
it gives,
testosterone.
because of the testosterone. It's a natural testosterone as opposed to, so it doesn't get it out of whack or anything. It's just enhancing our own natural stores. And everyone has all the hormones, of course. So, women are supposed to have testosterone as well. And of course, all the things like endocrine blockers that we've sort of chatted a bit about over the time. So endocrine blockers are anything that can block those receptors on the cell membrane. So for example, if you're drinking heaps of water out of plastic water bottles, those BPAs and other plastics that are in the water bottles, they can block your endocrine receptors, which can cause anything. So go, gee, and again, ADHD or, it's like the end result of damaged things on the way through. So that's just it's the symptom we see, that ADHD brain. But who knows what can happen when you give the body what it needs.
Well, the thing is to get some sort of improvement, and taking a multi-pronged approach, I think, is always the best with anything.
Yeah.
And so, and because of that, is what we deal with as counselors isn't as much on the medical or the herbal side, even though I'm interested in that, but also on the actual physical activities and the diet side.
Yeah.
And so it's so you can like go through, like there's, I don't know, we study this sort of thing,
Yeah.
in counseling, working out how the different neuroreceptors work more or less efficiently.
Yeah.
And so you can adjust your diet. So the diet, you can make sure that you have enough vitamins and minerals and nutrients to
Good
have
fats.
the precursors to make the neuroreceptors work.
Yeah.
Because if you don't have the foods that make serotonin or dopamine or make the endorphins work, or all the others, GABA, glutamate, like they need base ingredients in the diet. So if the diet's not sufficient, people are going to end up with hormonal imbalances that are like almost automatic.
Yeah.
And so when you what's interesting for me about this is because I'm doing it, my wife's doing it, we're changing our diet, taking herbs. What happens is you end up with moods. And you go, and when you so when you're watching it together, as you're like, this actually, I should be feeling good today, and I'm feeling like this, and that's a hormonal thing,
Right.
right? Because you weren't aware of it, but once you start being aware of it, you can kind of reverse engineer it, what you did to get to there. And
Yeah.
you're like, oh, right, this, this, and oh, okay, so that kind of makes sense.
Yeah. it's pretty cool. You know, so there's so much that can be done from that natural perspective, both, yeah, like you say, sort of those manual things that you can do, you know, same nature bathing and drinking plenty of purified water and,
Well,
you
for
know.
example, going out in nature increases dopamine.
Yeah.
And so, because the other thing we want to do with them is not like, so dopamine's available in drugs really easily, right? So you can take, like, with all the drugs have high dopamine counts. Like if chocolate has dopamine in it, it's like got 50, say. Nicotine has like 150. Things like marijuana will have like 300. Amphetamines will have, up to 1200
Yeah.
points, and things like cocaine are about 800.
Yeah.
And so they're massive amounts of dopamine, which actually deplete your dopamine system.
Yeah.
Whereas things that what you want to do, so they're highs, but there's a baseline as well. So what we want
Nice.
to do is up the baseline slowly. So it's a
Yeah.
long-term project. And all sorts of things like having cold showers ups the baseline dopamine. It doesn't give you a high. Finishing a task ups the dopamine baseline.
Right, okay.
And so
Well, I
like,
did get my tax in.
right. But how the baseline thing works, there's a really easy way to understand it, is that teenagers have lower than normal baseline dopamine.
Right.
Right? So they're always craving to do something. And when
Yeah.
you've got teenagers, like, they just want to fill in the day, right, and get things done.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they could get in trouble. They could do something risky.
Yeah.
But if you can keep them, and the other thing teenagers get, they get a double dopamine reward for novelty. So they've got lower than baseline double reward for novelty. So you can kind of, if you get good at it, you can steer your teenagers around giving them things to do, right? Whereas if they just sit there, they'll just sit on their phone.
Oh yeah. And like we were talking about last week, you know, that device that I've got coming, the AO hub, you know, Lauren was talking about addiction, you know, and the amount of the brain that's taken up with gaming, you know, so a heroin addiction will light up like a little Christmas tree about the size of, say, a 10, 20-cent piece here in Australia. Whereas gaming, people who have gaming addictions, it's more like the size of a apple. So, you know, if we don't reprogram that brain by 3, 4D activity, you know, getting out in nature, doing sport, doing, you know, doing music, doing fun stuff in real life as opposed to on the darn computers, because obviously everyone's on computers, but it's very 2D. It changes the way the brains function so that there's less neuronal function. So kids really need to have a limit to the amount they're allowed.
Got to be careful with addictions, though. One side of addictions that people don't talk about very much is withdrawal.
Yeah.
And so, if people have got an addiction, whether it's behavioral or drug addiction, it's really important to plan it out properly.
Yeah.
Because if people have a drug addiction, even if it's something like for example, alcohol,
Yep.
everyone goes, "Oh, you should just give it up." But if people just stop, they can end up with what do they call
Psychosis.
it? Psychosis,
Yeah.
and they can die.
Yeah.
They can actually, alcohol withdrawal, you can die from, and you can end up in delusional tremor,
Oh,
as they
same with
call it.
the SSRIs and things. If people go off their meds too quickly, that's just really dangerous for
Right.
people.
But also, so
And I think you were talking,
recreational drugs are the same, and that, because what happens is if you stop, you plummet,
Yes.
right? Because, for example, dopamine, actually, if you stop doing it, you end up with dopamine shortage.
Yeah.
And dopamine's responsible for keeping us moving,
Yeah.
right? So if you don't have enough dopamine, you might end up just like not very
Yeah.
active, and so by stopping it immediately, like I know it's really hard to, what do you do? Slowly, gradually.
Yeah.
Like that's one way to do it, but a lot of people can't do it. They just have to stop. But even then, you need to. So like in addiction counseling, there's a thing called the trans-theoretical method, right? And it's a system of change. So when you interview people, you see what stage of change they're at. And some people are like, "I don't have a problem," right? And that's pre-contemplative,
Yeah, right.
right? "I have a problem, but I'm not ready to quite do it yet." That's
Yeah.
contemplative, right? And then the next stage, right, I'm actually ready to do something. And then that is now you go into the planning stage,
Yeah.
not the action stage yet. Because what you need to do is that if you give up something substantial, if you've got a serious addiction, if you just stop it, you could end up in a really bad mood
Yeah.
that never improves, right? Because you haven't planned around it
Yeah, no, you got,
to build
yes.
other ways of coping. Because when
Yes.
people stop something, they can't cope.
Yeah.
And if you've got nothing, if your life's like, if you're a just say you're a young adult just living at home and you don't have a job and you're just playing computer games and who knows what else.
Yeah.
And then it's like that's actually going to be hard to stop because the external environment, you've created nothing around you
Yeah.
promotes normal hormonal response. So to
Yes.
give it up, that person might just go into bad depression,
Yeah.
and that mightn't be helpful.
Yeah. No, got to do the planning.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Excellent. Well, I sort of need to wean myself off paperwork and never do
Oh, that's good. We
it
can go through and make a.
again. We'll make a plan of
But
attack.
you
I'll
could
be
get.
like Uncle Buck. We'll have a 5-year plan. So
No, you
first
could do
year,
that. You could get, that teenager with some office skills, and they're just.
yeah, but I'd have to train them, you know. So it's the
Oh.
training that's a problem because I don't know how to do it.
Right.
That's the
No,
problem.
but they know how to do the in computer side.
Well,
Like, if I can't
maybe
do something, I get my son to do
they
it.
wouldn't have a clue how to do these journals. You know, you still have to learn the process,
Yeah, I guess so.
you know. But anyway.
But anyway, so if you're interested in that, look up natural ways to get the base hormones like serotonin, oxytocin,
Dopamine,
dopamine,
your feel good hormones,
endorphins,
yeah.
GABA, and there's different ways of either with diet. Like you can easily find what
Yeah.
foods are available, and then you can also there's lists of activities that you can do so that we can learn to naturally make our hormones work because activities do it.
Yeah.
Things like yoga that actually increase your hormones, and you
Yeah.
go, oh, isn't that interesting?
Yeah, exactly. Beautiful. Thanks, everyone. Have a
Thank
good
you.
day.
Bye.